Good morning, everyone. My name is Yongliang Liu. Together with Call the Dot team, we are from USDA AIS Southern Regional Research Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. By using this opportunity, I would like to talk briefly about our FTIR spectroscopy study of in classifying different degree of fiber secondary silver development between IL mutant and TM1 content fibers. As we all know that even in 1960s, mid-IR spectroscopy method has been used to study the content cellulose crystallinity. In particularly in past 10 more years, FTIR spectroscopy method has been used extensively by USDA AIS research locations and also Texas Tech University. Previous studies have demonstrated the potential of FTIR spectroscopy method in monitoring compositional and structural difference of cotton fibers at different developmental stages because it requires minimal sample preparation and permit routine analysis and is easy to operate. To get useful information from FTIR spectroscopy, different strategies have been applied, including the use of one band intensity, two or three band intensity ratios, and the implementation of principal component analysis, namely PCA. In past 10 years, we have proposed three simple algorithms to estimate the cotton fiber IR maturity, crystallinity, and R1 value indices by using the unique FTIR spectral bands in three different IR regions as shown here. Three IR indices was compared to the respective cotton fiber properties measured by the reference method such as XRD, AFIS, and cross-sectional imaging analysis. And we observed good agreement between FTIR measurement and this relevant measurement. The results from this studies are published in textile, cellulose, and spectroscopy journals. We have used three types of IR indices in two ways. One is to compare cotton development by using the spectral only three indices. Another is to relate FTIR indices with fiber property measurement from the routine test such as HVA, AFIS, and the imaging analysis, and also likely with the genetic data for fiber phenotyping. The objective of this study was to examine potential discrimination of fiber secondary silver development between one pair of cotton near isogenic lengths, short for NILs, between TM1 and the IL mutant from the FTIR measurement, because TM1 is a stand upland cotton variety and produce normal fibers with thick secondary cells, while the IL mutant shows less secondary cells. Clearly, TM1 and IL mutant differ in fiber maturity. In the experiment, pairs of TM1 and IL mutant were grown side by side in the fields in the Louisiana and Texas. For underdevelopment of the NILs, fibers were collected from the unopened balls that were still growing from 20 to 40 dpa. Two replicates of the cotton balls from different plants were collected in 2011 and 2015 under specific DPAs. For the developed cotton fibers were harvested from naturally open bolls in cotton plant in 4 years, 2007, 2011, 2014, and 2015. In all, there were 7, 10 samples in underdeveloped TM1 fiber site, underdeveloped IM fiber site, developed TM1 site, and developed IM fiber site. Following the routine procedure, we collect the FTR spectra by using an ATR sampling device as shown here, which allows to scan the tiny samples and for the bundle samples as little as 0.5 milligram. For each sample under this six FTR spectrum were collected by resampling at different locations in a sample over the range of 4,000 to 600 wave number and 4-wave number resolution and 16 scans. Averages of multi-spectrum for each sample was used in the analysis. As the first step, we did the PCA characterization of normalized FTR spectrum for four types of sample set. As shown here, the plot of PC2 against the PC1 provides a clear separation of the cotton samples represented by the underdeveloped to the developed NILs. We can have at least three ideas about this plot. First one is the use of PC1 only can classify underdeveloped from developed NILs by the use of the cutoff value of 0.04. The second one is the use of PC1 cannot separate the underdeveloped TM1 fibers from underdeveloped IM fibers within the underdeveloped fiber set or developed fiber set. The third one is the use of PC2 and additional PCs, not shown here, were not as effective as the use of PC1 in the sample separation. As a comparison to the PCA approach, we applied the three algorithmic analyses to the same spectrum. First of all, unlike the PC1 score, the use of IR maturity or crystallinity or combined crystallinity against the maturity indices cannot separate underdeveloped from developed cotton fibers. But interestingly, the use of IR crystallinity against the maturity indices shows a subtle difference between underdeveloped TM1 fibers and underdeveloped IM fibers, and also between developed TM1 and developed IM fibers. Furthermore, we can see here TM1 fibers always shows less crystallinity development than IM fibers when the fibers have the similar IR maturity values here. This plot shows relates the IR maturity against the IRR values. Like PC1 score, the use of R values alone can separate the underdeveloped from developed NILs by setting a cutoff value of 2.1 here. Notably, the use of IR maturity against R1 values shows insignificant difference between underdeveloped TM1 and IM fibers as shown here, but does show the great difference between developed TM1 and IM fibers. Here's the brief conclusions from this study. One, both PC1 score and R1 values revealed a successful discrimination between underdeveloped and developed NIL fibers, but they showed the difficulties of further distinguishing TM1 fibers from IM fibers within underdeveloped or developed fiber sites. Two, the unlike PC1 score and R1 values, a single use of IR maturity or crystalline knitting index could not classify underdeveloped from developed fibers effectively, but a combination of IR maturity and crystalline knitting index improved a separation of TM1 fiber from IM fibers within underdeveloped or developed fiber sites. Three, when the fibers had the same IR maturity values, regardless of underdeveloped or developed stage, TM1 fibers was observed to show less crystallinity development than IM fibers. Before ending the talk, I would like to thank you for your attendance and any comments about this work or the potential work. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Questions? Yeah, yeah. Next. I mean, it's a little confusing.
Yeah, this is basically for the biological, for the breeders. Next study is, do you use this method? I checked the, samples, even several years ago, called samples from different locations.
Yeah.
Response between maturity and crystallinity patterns changes. Really?
Yeah.
That's the means chemical there, difference there. Now, still I have a paper writer just for internal review. How to relate the information to the other actual strains or the strength property. So that's very good. Also, you see when we talk about the similarity and different location could be very different. Here it shows the pattern different. Just note the value, just a pattern. We collect note one sample and one location, many samples, then the pattern. This is slightly show difference. Yes. Just you reuse the recently.
That's
we are still working on it now. Yeah, we said this could be related to deforestation process because underdeveloped content is with some put the content in depth.
Because
this is different.
Flowering or cutting
board
development.
Yeah.
If
That's for commercial contacts, not for private contacts.
So I think that in order to detect it, how much natural fiber in the data.
Also, this work, because of the Chris Tulliniti work, was asked by Wang Jing Lab for their next 5-year project to involve as a reference for the recent development.
Okay.
So this is a serious work.
Yeah,
it is serious. Yeah, for serious work. This is not
only.
That's not only for breeder sample, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Recently I got samples from the Chris,
yeah.
The breeder seed contents. That's very interesting things. Compared these indices from dry land, wet land, of course, for 1 year, take a very, very large samples. Where is the difference? Interesting things here. This is only from a chemical structure point, how to release information to other measurement, that's the key. How to use this to predict future performance. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.